If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. And by every weekday morning, some weekday mornings, because things are intense right now. I can't seem to find the balance between entertainment and content. And being totally freaked out all the time. Like, everything is terrible right now. There's like little individual things. If you look at the collective, it's bad, but there's these little like tiny things of like magic. Like, I've got a 2-year-old who's incredible, but even he's teething right now. He's got his molars coming in, so he's screaming at us constantly. Times are tough, and it's hard to find the right way to talk about anything. And so, I don't know. Just the last couple days, I've opted not to make a podcast because I don't have anything positive to say. I don't understand the whole situation, and I don't know what to do. 5 nights of rioting? No, that's not right. I gotta get that right. 5 nights of protest, 5 nights of problems that go along with that. Hard to tell who's right in this. Remember coronavirus? Seems like ages ago. It's still a really important thing. It's still like, I think it's still super threatening us, but now people like are prioritizing protesting over it. And that's said without judgment. I don't know. It's crazy. But it's still a thing, and it's still growing.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, as King County applies for a modified phase one, we still have 180 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Washington State, including, sadly, 5 new deaths. You can't be evicted statewide through the end of July, as the governor has extended the moratorium on eviction to keep people housed. What happens after that? Oh boy, that's going to be something. Seattle protests continued last night for the 5th night in a row. The city has extended its mandatory curfew through Saturday morning. It requires citizens to clear the streets by 9 p.m. nightly. That curfew seems to not be working. And holy crap, the West Seattle Bridge may in fact be dead as the city put out a solicitation for bids to build a new one. Oh man, how old will you be in 2030? Because it seeks someone for a contract that could be up to 10 years. It's estimated to be approximately $50 to $150 million for a partial or full replacement of the bridge.
You just got news.
So the thing that has me the most weirded out about the whole conversation surrounding the protests, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, the thing that has me most frustrated or most confused, I'm not really even sure what the emotion is, but overwhelmed I think it is how many people work in absolutes. All the cops are evil. All looting is okay. All looting is terrible. All protesters should be shot. No protesters should be shot. The only thing I can see that's common is that black people are racially prejudiced against. Like, throughout their history in America. That's, like, the only thing I can find from all of this that is consistently, I hate to say consistently true, but that I feel consistent about. I'm not even like a big social justice person. I'm not saying it's bad, but I don't find myself involved in it a lot. I just want equality for everybody. I want the law to be applied equally to everybody. And then over a long time, as it's applied equally, then we should see some sort of balance brought. I know that's idealistic, but... And I don't know how to achieve that, and I don't understand politics very well. Fine, you can call me out on all that stuff. But, like, I have feelings about all this. I at least once a day, I find myself crying because of someone being mistreated so obviously and blatantly. And then it gets drowned out in the sea of commentary that is so ugly. I don't understand some of these arguments. I don't get it. It must be so hard to be anyone on either side of this. Like, listen, I'm not sticking up for anybody. I just want to explore emotions in this. The police that have to go out and police during this time, we can't just throw an absolute and be like, they're all out there because they're bloodthirsty, trying to kick some ass or whatever, right? Like, some of those cops got to be like, damn, this isn't what I expected. And yeah, whatever, you could be mad that they didn't know what to expect or they didn't prepare or whatever, but emotionally, as human beings, we've all found ourselves in a spot where we've gotten in over our head about something and it sucks and you have to deal with it and try and get through it, or maybe you regret it, or maybe you make the wrong choice and do something awful. The notion that everybody is all this or not is what got us here. I can think of one cop that I'm friends with. And I don't, you know, he used to try and, we'd ask him questions about what he would do when he would bust people. And he was like, oh, I love finding drugs on people. I think it's funny. And we're like, well, that's mean. And he's like, well, it's against the law. And we'd all like sit around. It was just so casual, I guess, or something. And listen, I'm reliving this as I go over this. But when I think about that guy, he like was in law enforcement because he got out of the military, and that was like an obvious path. He wasn't there to be a dick. He's like a pretty progressive guy, even. And when I hear people talking in these absolutes about cops, I'm like, well, that doesn't fit Officer Jeff. It doesn't add up to me. Again, the only thing I can see that seems to be consistent over the course of hundreds of years is that the black folks in this country have it harder because we're biased against them. I'm a white guy. Like, what do I know? What do I f-ing know? I'll never be in those shoes. In my lifetime, we won't see something like that where white guys aren't okay. The numbers just don't add up. I guess that there's a lot of Asian people. Like, China has like 4 times more people than the U.S. I guess it's possible that it could happen, but it's not likely that it'll happen. But, you know, for 400 years we've been going through this. I did a little bit of schooling in college at the University of Arizona. That place sucks too, by the way. And I took this one class that I just took because it fit my schedule and I needed a history credit for my social sciences degree, right? And it was the history of slavery and slave trade in Central and Latin America. No, Central and South America. Yeah? Something like that. Where, believe it or not, it was even worse numbers-wise and duration than it is here. And I learned a whole lot about how unfairly treated people continued to be and continue to be today. And it hasn't changed at all. I don't know. I just don't know how to think about this, and I don't really have another avenue to work through my feelings, so I apologize. I'll put a little... No, I won't. I won't put an explanation to it. I don't care. You don't like it, you don't like it. I can't... If I can't work through my problems, then I don't know what we're doing. You know, like, I want you to be able to do that also. I also just miss making stupid jokes about Legos and stuff, because it's... The timing on this has to be right, so that's what I, you know, I get nerd talk and whatnot to be able to do that. We've been locked at home for a long time, and my question is, did you get fatter or skinnier? Because there's data that suggests one or the other. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A fun study posted at Seattle Refined found that the average Seattleite gained 0.41 pounds during isolation from coronavirus, and that's higher than the national average, but still less than a pound, so nice job. The group conducting the research is a fitness tracker company who anonymously tracked millions of people across the U.S. They found that we're staying idle more than the rest of the nation, though, with our collective steps down by more than 10%. Look, there's only so many times I could go to the fridge indecisively and then head back to the couch before I need a nap, okay? In two different quarters now, the Tesla Model 3 has been the best-selling car in their home production state of California.
California.
Just edging out Honda Civics, usually. They've only been around since 2018, so that's pretty remarkable. They're having supply problems, though, and a tough time meeting demand. Well, no wonder they broke the stay-home order. Elon's got U.S. Business 101 problems. And finally, a team of robot scientists. These stories never go well. A team of robot scientists have developed flexible robot feet that help their machines walk 40% more efficiently over rough terrain like pebbles or wood chips. Oh, good. They'll also be 40% more difficult to run away from. All right, slow down. You get back at me when they can painlessly walk across Legos and then install them on my legs. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Go listen to my newest episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. It is all about, well, birds. Soccer's not playing right now, so we're talking about birds. Have fun.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.